Let's continue our coverage of the diplomatic row with Indonesia. Prime Minister Tony Abbott has again expressed, quote, deep and sincere regret at the embarrassment caused to President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Last night, Tony Abbott told the Parliament he understands how personally hurtful the eavesdropping revelations have been.
As always, I am absolutely committed to building the closest possible relationship with Indonesia because that is overwhelmingly in the interests of both our countries.
And in response, the opposition leader Bill Shorten offered the Prime Minister bipartisan support in the effort to rebuild this shattered relationship.
We want the government to be successful in rebuilding the relationship and trust with Indonesia. We will support the government in its efforts. This is indeed a Team Australia moment. This is something that is happening to both Indonesia and Australia. We need to walk this road together. Other nations have resolved these similar issues. We can too.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten following Prime Minister Tony Abbott. In a moment, former US Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia and the Pacific, Kurt Campbell, joining us. But first, Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, the Prime Minister's reaction into the Parliament of that really escalated response from the Indonesian President. How is Tony Abbott handling this, do you think?
He's trying to hold the line as much as he can, not go down the apology route, stick to the usual protocol of neither confirming nor denying, not that anybody is questioning the accuracy of the revelations, and just trying to placate the Indonesians without giving too much away. Mm. But, of course, this is becoming harder and harder.
Is it now obviously necessary for the PM to do more than express deep and sincere regret?
Yes, I think it is. The President has said that he's writing a letter to Tony Abbott to demand an explanation and Australia's stand. Tony Abbott has said he'll respond obviously immediately to that letter. He's obviously got it by now. And it will be hard for him to avoid some specifics in that response.
And we heard that response there from Bill Shorten, the opposition leader, describing this as a Team Australia moment. Was that a bit of a switch, a step back from the opposition?
I think that the opposition was a bit concerned that Bill Shorten's remarks of the day before, when he suggested that Tony Abbott follow the Obama route, that people felt that had got the opposition perhaps into rather sticky territory. So he's being now less specific. He hasn't repeated that in what he said to Parliament last night.
Now, talking of the Obama route, there does seem to be a formula being offered by Indonesia to get out of this. Anyway, that's how it seemed to me when I was listening to these comments from the Indonesian foreign minister yesterday. Just have a listen.
It is important to underscore that this was an event that took place back in 2009. We are yet to see what had transpired between then and now. The newly coming to power Australian government, in a way, has a possibility to draw a line irrespective of what had happened in the past.
That's Indonesian Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa speaking on Sky yesterday. Michelle, something less than apology seems to be what he's asking for. Just come out, draw a line. And we are hearing reports from other channels that, in fact, that's what our intelligence agencies are doing. They're saying this isn't going on anymore.
Yes, and that essentially was the American position in relation to Germany when it had this situation on its hands. It said the Chancellor's phone was no longer being tapped and wouldn't be in the future. So that is an obvious way to go. But nevertheless, the President did seem to be demanding something more. He's talking about protocols to cover relations, military relations, border security relations in the future. So the Indonesian messages are somewhat complex, and all sorts of demands seem to be being made.
Well, talking of those demands, the president's demands were, or his orders anyway, his reaction was to order an immediate halt to joint military exercises, and that includes the Navy to stop any joint patrols to combat people smuggling. No more coordinated patrols in maritime areas, according to the Treasurer. This is Tony Abbott's worst fear being realised right here, isn't it?
Obviously, the President, in highlighting the people smuggling area, was hitting at an issue that's very, very important to the Australian government. It's been having enough trouble anyway with Indonesia on this front, and of course we had the admission from the military commander of the border security operation this week that the buyback or buying policy for Indonesian fishing vessels wasn't happening. On various fronts, this has been very difficult for the new government, and this is the latest and worst hit at that policy, that cooperation, which is so vital.
Michelle, on another issue yesterday, Treasury Secretary Martin Parkinson did appear before the Senate Economics Committee and did appear to make the case for an increase to the debt ceiling to $500 billion. That's above the $400 billion supported so far by Labor and the Greens. He said a half a trillion dollar cap is, quote, prudent and necessary to, quote, ensure confidence in the financial markets. But Michelle, there was an addendum to that, which Labor, kept prodding to get, which was that it won't be necessary until 2016-17. And on that basis, Labor and the Greens aren't convinced they need to allow the government to have that $500 billion cap yet.
The Greens had, of course, indicated that the Parkinson evidence could be very important to how they vote on this legislation. They have the numbers in the Senate to either give the government what it wants or to give Labor what it wants, which is to have the government needing to come back later, probably for a further increase in the ceiling. And certainly after this evidence, Christine Milne was pretty strong that they didn't think that the $500 billion would be necessary, certainly not at this stage. So while it was a convincing performance by Martin Parkinson, it wasn't convincing enough, I think, to get the legislation through intact. I think the government is going to have to blink on this one, awkward as it might be. There are other ways, and they were canvassed before the estimates hearing, of getting more debt through if necessary, but they're messy and second rate. So I think that the government's going to have to give way unless something unexpected happens.
Yes, the Greens and Labor are saying, well, until we see MAIFA, if you want to bring that forward and really explain to us why you need it, then perhaps, but unless that you do that, it's no go. And we'll be hearing from Greens leader Senator Christine Milne a little later in the program. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, chief political correspondent for The Conversation. It's 7:45 on Breakfast.